Estamos.
Sí, claro. Eso es lo que era.
the power of canceled sin, he sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the bullets clean, his blood avails for me.
Thank you, choir, and we thanks the Lord today and a very special day for Bethel Baptist Church as we celebrate our 15th anniversary because God in His mercy and in His love let us have this opportunity of congregating ourselves from a bank building to this place, and we thank the Lord for. Psalm 90 and verse 17 says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yes, the work of our hands, establish thou it." And I want to say that God has fulfilled His promise. When we began the work 15 years ago, there were 7 people and 70 chairs in a bank. And the Lord has given us the establishment of His work with missionaries and with people all across America. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to sing a hymn to praise God. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into Thy presence in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And today, in this very special day, we are thankful, Father, that You are a faithful God, that You fulfill Your promises, that You do whatever You said in Your word. And Father, how grateful we are that we have lifted up Jesus for 15 years and You brought Your people to us. Not only that, You have given us an extensive radio ministry, and we pray for all the listeners of KKNC in the Valley of Salinas, in Monterrey, in Santa Cruz, around Los Banos, Gilroy, Morgan Hill, San Jose. Thank You, Lord, for the blessing of broadcasting the gospel over the airways. And thank You, Lord, for the hundreds of people who listen via tape. Each one, they meet as families, and they listen to the word of God and to our service. And we pray, Lord, that not only they will become believers, but as a result of listening to Your word, they will grow in grace and in power to reach others for Christ Jesus. Father, we are grateful for our missionaries. We have 2 of them in Spain, in Malaga, and in Huasca, Spain. Father, we have 1 in Ukraine teaching the Bible. And then, Father, this morning we are more than grateful because we have our brother Boanerges Mendoza, for whom we pray for a long time. A man that is attached to our church for 15 long years. The first missionary that we support. A man that hosted me in a moment of tribulations in Nicaragua. A man that You choose to be the Christian leader of his country. Thank You, Father, that we have him with us today. And we pray that as He exhort us with the word of God, as He teach us the challenge of Thy word, that each one of our hearts be thrilled, and that we may renew our commitment to You, because You are a blessed God. Thank You, Father, for the faith of this man of God. A lot of projects for Nicaragua, a lot of things to do, but he never asked for a penny. He depends on You. Thank You, Father, for that. And now, Father, we pray that as we worship Thee in spirit and in truth, the sweetness of Jesus and the power of the Spirit and the peace of God will touch our heart all. In Jesus' name we pray and thank You. Amen. As you take place, feel free to take a place. And will you stand, please, and take the hymn books and number 449. Number 449, there is a room in the area. And we are more than grateful that the Church of Lodi is making their way. We want to announce over the air that our friends from Lodi have come and made their way into our church to fellowship with us. It is a great privilege and a great pleasure to have also missionary Ruben Zacher with us, a missionary of our church, with his little church into our church, so that we celebrate the goodness and the love and the power of Christ together. 449 in our hymn books, please. Congregation, let's pray together. Father, we come into thy presence again, this time to thank you because you provide a long week of work. And now in proportion as you bless us, we, the people of God, with great desires in our heart, we want to bring this offering to you for the use of the glory of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Trojan tears shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. In the resurrection morning, while our meeting it will be, we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. With our fathers and our brothers and our loved ones, we shall see, we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise.
We shall rise. We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise. In the resurrection morning, we shall meet Him in the air. We shall rise, we shall rise.
And be carried up to glory, to our homes so bright and fair.
We shall rise.
Usually our brother Fred Vitola will come and read the scripture at this time directly, but because we have a congregation who does speak Spanish and maybe some of you do not speak English, I will announce it for you. The Bible reading will be in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 9, verse 52 to the end of the chapter. La lectura de la Biblia será en el Evangelio según San Juan, según San Lucas, perdón. Evangelio según San Lucas. Capítulo 9, versículos 22 al final. Lucas, capítulo 9, versículo 22 al final. The Bible reading will be in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 52 to the end. Brother Fred Vitola will read the scripture.
Luke, chapter 9, verses 52 through 62. And he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, Ye know no manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of God is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. And it came to pass, that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another said also, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Almighty Father, blessed is thy holy name. Glory unto thee, O Lord God Almighty. O blessed Lord God, as you have called us to follow, keep us obedient, O Lord, unto thy will and thy way in our lives. Help us, O Lord God, to stay focused on you and you alone. Let not the things of the world or the lust of our flesh draw us from thee, Almighty God. We ask in the name of Jesus, as your servant, our friend in Christ, and our brother in Christ, Pastor Mendoza, as he proclaims the gospel unto the people, O Lord God, that you will call many more to follow thee and to be obedient unto thy will and thy way, to glorify thy name in this earth. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
chose me. Before the world was known, he chose me to be his very own. He made me, then let me choose my way. I chose to move away. He loved me when hope had taken wing. He loved me when I lost everything. He bought me redemption's work was done through Jesus Christ, his Son. Who shall separate me from the love of God? Shall dreams of tomorrow, pain or sorrow, can the need of food or earthly possessions, the threat of war or man's oppression? In all these things, victories are reward. Victories are reward through Jesus Christ the Lord. Of these I am sure, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, not life, nor death, nor any future shall separate me from the love of God. Of these I am sure, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come.
Thank you very much, Elenita, and perhaps I have two microphones open. I need it in a second. But usually at this time, it's my turn to open the scripture and bring the gospel to you. Generalmente, esta es la hora en que abro las escrituras y presento el evangelio. But before I introduce Pastor Mendoza to you, I'd like to welcome the church in Lodi with Pastor Zahert and his wife Irene. Pastor Sanger has his father and mother around the congregation here, and we are grateful that they are here. El Pastor Sanger y su esposa tienen aquí, Rubén tiene sus padres con nosotros, y ya los veo, y bienvenidos. Y bienvenidos, hermanos, a esta congregación. Y esperamos que el Señor les dé grandes días como este que tenemos nosotros después de 15 años de batalla. This is our 15th anniversary. Este es nuestro 15 aniversario. And because it is our 15th anniversary, our church has invited the man that we support for 15 years. Y porque es el aniversario número 15 de nuestra iglesia, hemos invitado al pastor que estamos soportando por 15 años. This man is a giant in his land. Este señor es un gigante en su obra. I get to know him under the fire of communism. Llegué a conocerlo a él bajo las balas del comunismo. We walk together, we preach together, we have bayonets put in our chest together. Caminamos juntos, tuvimos bayonetas puestas en nuestros pechos juntos. Sabemos lo que es la lucha contra el diablo. We know what is the fight against the devil. And the Lord have put him in jail 33 times. El Señor lo puso a él preso 33 veces. But because he cannot die, they let him go. Pero que, y porque no pudo morir, lo dejaron suelto. We have an honor this morning, a real honor. And those who miss Sunday school today have missed part of his life, but he taught the whole church part of the life. We have a great honor to introduce to you my good friend and a great pastor of the Church of God, Pastor Juan Herges Mendoza. Let's give a good hand. Vamos a dar una buena mano al pastor.
Es un privilegio muy grande, hermanos, para mí. Un privilegio muy grande el estar con ustedes esta mañana.
It is a great privilege for me to be with you this morning.
Ya les di un informe de lo que es el ministerio que represento a los que vinieron temprano.
On the first hour, I give just a report of my ministry in Nicaragua.
Ahora, por amor a los que vinieron tarde, voy a dar un mensaje.
Now, because I love you, I'm going to bring a message of the Word of God.
Y les pido que pregunten a los que vieron el reporte sobre la obra de Dios en Nicaragua.
And if you want to know about the work of Nicaragua, you can ask those who were on the first hour and they will explain to you.
Para que también se interesen y sean parte de aquella obra de Dios.
So that you too become a part of the same work.
Esta mañana les voy a hablar sobre la enseñanza de Lucas capítulo 9.
I want to speak to you this morning on Luke chapter 9.
Del verso 57 al 62.
And I'm going to choose verse 57 to 62. And that's on page 761 if you have a Bible that is in the pew.
Dejen que pongan mi reloj por ahí donde lo pueda ver, a ver si no pasa nada.
So I'm going to put my watch here so that I don't pass the radio time.
Se dice que un pastor le dijeron, el mensaje es corto. Entonces puso su reloj ahí de frente para estarlo viendo.
They told the pastor, you preach a very short message. So he put a watch in front of him so he can see it.
Pero la viejita más antigua de la iglesia lo conocía muy bien al predicador.
But the oldest lady of the church knew the preacher very, very, very good.
Y cuando él puso su reloj allí, la viejita empezó a chismear. De balde lo pone porque nunca lo vuelve a ver.
And the old lady said, he put the watch over there, but he never see it.
Yo espero no repetir esa historia esta mañana.
I hope not to repeat this story.
Y dejarles libres a las 12 menos 2 minutos.
I hope to finish 2 minutes to 12.
Le voy a hablar en esta mañana acerca del precio que tenemos que pagar por seguir a Jesús.
I want to speak to you this morning about the price that we have to pay for following Jesus.
Déjeme decirle que vivimos en un mundo en donde los valores se han perdido.
We live in a world where there is no values.
Por ejemplo, los primeros creyentes en cada país de América Latina fueron héroes de la fe.
For example, the first believers in Latin America, they were real giants of the faith.
Los primeros creyentes en los Estados Unidos eran hombres de fe y mujeres de fe.
The first believers in the United States, they were men and women of faith.
Hoy aún celebramos el Día de Acción de Gracias y la mayor parte del pueblo ni entiende qué eso quiere decir.
Today we still celebrate the day of Thanksgiving, but many of the people in the United States don't know what that means.
Porque hemos perdido los valores espirituales de nuestros antepasados.
And the reason is we have lost the values of our fathers.
Nuestros bisabuelos nunca se divorciaban.
The great grandfathers we never heard about divorce.
Pero nosotros vivimos en una generación en donde el divorcio expande todos los días.
And we live in a generation in which a divorce is common to every day.
Porque vivimos en una sociedad en la que hemos perdido los valores morales.
We live in a society in which we have lost the moral values.
Y quizá la historia que les voy a contar ilustra algo de la pérdida de estos valores morales de la sociedad.
I think the passage that I'm going to preach to you will give you an illustration in how you can lose your moral values.
Se dice que llegó a la frontera con Estados Unidos un hombre que era un peregrino.
The story goes in this way. There was a man that came to the borders of the United States.
Con mucha lucha logró pasar la frontera y entrar al territorio americano.
After much talk and work, he crossed the line and went into the American territory.
Llegó a cierto lugar donde había una casa muy hermosa.
Arrived to a place where it was a very beautiful house.
Él llegó y tocó la puerta de aquella casa.
He knocked the door of the house.
Y salió una anciana a recibirlo.
An old lady came to welcome him.
Y este hombre dijo, señora, buenas tardes.
He said, good afternoon.
Vengo luchando por entrar a Norteamérica para ver cómo sobrevivo.
He said, I want to fight. He said, I have fight and I do the struggle of my life to come to the United States so I can survive.
A mí me han dicho que en este país abunda mucho el dinero, los dólares se encuentran por todos lados y es fácil sobrevivir y eso es lo que a mí me gusta.
He said, they told me in my country, in this country, America, there is dollars everywhere and therefore that's what I like it and I come here to see if that's true.
Pero me ha costado mucho llegar hasta este lugar.
But I have paid a lot to get to this place.
Y he aguantado mucha hambre durante muchos días.
And I have not eaten for many days and I'm hungry.
Dijo él, yo vengo desde Argentina.
I came from Argentina.
Buscando cómo entrar a Estados Unidos.
Looking how to get into the country in the United States.
Quiero que me permita hacer un caldo, una sopa.
Will you please give me a bowl of soup?
Y dijo la señora, ¿y de qué vas a hacer la sopa?
Excuse me, he said, will you allow me to make a bowl of soup? And then the lady said, and with what are you going to make the bowl of soup?
Y él dijo, pues traigo cuatro piedras para hacer la sopa.
He said, I have four stones to make the soup.
Présteme una cazuela y leña y fuego y yo voy a hacer la sopa.
You give me a casserole and fire and I make the soup.
Y luego puso la piedras dentro de la cazuela y les puso fuego y empezó a calentarse.
And he put the stones in the recipient there and then turn on the fire and it was heating.
Y estaba hirviendo el agua y las piedras quemándose adentro del agua.
And it was water inside, was boiling and the stones were really getting burned.
Y luego vino a la abuelita y le dijo, abuela, usted no tiene un poquito de arroz para echarle a esas piedras.
And then he went to the old lady and said, don't you have a little rice to put on these stones?
Y unos cuatro tomates.
And four tomatoes.
Y unas dos papas.
And two potatoes.
¿Y por qué no me regala uno de esos pollos que anda corriendo en el patio? Y lo mato y lo hago sopa aquí también.
Why don't you give me one of those chickens that are running over there, I kill it and put it in.
Y la señora dijo, sí, mátalo, agárralo.
Yes, he said, do it whatever you want.
Y lo mató y lo hizo sopa.
He killed the chicken and make it soup.
De esa manera hizo la sopa de piedras. Se la tomó y luego se vino.
He made a stone soup, that's what he called it, and then he came back.
Y ya para venirse, recogió sus piedras y se las trajo consigo.
And when he left, he took the stones and came back with him.
Y la señora le dijo, ¿y por qué te lleva las piedras, hijo?
And the lady said, why do you take the stones?
Es que me van a seguir sirviendo más adelante.
It's because they're going to be useful to me ahead of the time.
Este hombre quería comer fácilmente.
This man wanted to eat in a very easy way.
E inventó que haciendo sopas de piedra con todo lo demás que él pedía.
He find out that calling stone soups with everything else that he asked for
era la manera de sobrevivir.
Was the way to survive.
Eso aplicado a la vida espiritual se repite ahora mismo.
The same story you can apply to your spiritual life.
Hay muchos creyentes evangélicos que quieren vivir una vida cristiana agradable a Dios en una forma muy barata.
There are a lot of Christians who want to please the Lord and live a wonderful Christian life, but in a very cheap way.
Quieren tener sus placeres carnales.
They want to have the pleasures of this world.
Sus gustos personales.
Everything personal as you please.
Sus propias desviaciones.
Their own permiscuities.
Vivir a su propio gusto.
Live in the way you want it.
En desobediencia a la palabra de Dios.
In disobedience to God's word.
Pero quieren agradar a Dios.
But they want to please God.
Y el Señor nos va a enseñar esta mañana que eso no se puede.
And you're going to learn the lesson this morning, that's not the way to live, and you cannot do that.
Para poder agradar al Señor y vivir la vida cristiana que Él quiere, debemos aprender a renunciar a nosotros mismos.
In order to please the Lord and to live a clean Christian life, the first thing you have to do is to resign to yourself.
El Señor dijo,
God said,
niéguense a sí mismos.
Deny to yourself.
Tomen su cruz.
Take your cross.
Y síganme.
And follow me.
En Lucas 9:23.
That's in Luke 9 and verse 23.
Porque todo el que quiera salvar su vida la perderá, y todo el que pierda su vida por causa de mí la salvará.
Everyone who want to save his life going to lose, and everyone who want lose his life for my cause will regain it.
Y luego preguntó, pues ¿qué aprovechará al hombre si gana todo el mundo pero pierde o destruye su alma?
And verse 25 said, for what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?
Y aplicado a nosotros, hermanos, de nada nos va a servir que estemos cada día domingo por la iglesia, por la mañana, haciendo el servicio a Dios, si nuestra vida de adentro no es lo que Dios demanda.
And I tell you this, it is no good for you if you come to church every Sunday morning trying to worship the Lord when in your heart there is no seriousness in living the Christian life.
En el verso 57 que hemos leído empieza el estudio de esta mañana.
Verse 57 of the same chapter 9 begins the study of this morning.
Dice que iban por el camino.
They were on the way.
Iban hacia Jerusalén.
They were walking to Jerusalem.
Era el último viaje que Jesús iba a poner en práctica hacia Jerusalén.
This is the last trip that Jesus making to Jerusalem.
Esta vez él iba a entrar a Jerusalén para nunca más salir.
This time he's going to go into Jerusalem so that he never again will leave Jerusalem.
Él sabía que al entrar a Jerusalén las turbas le iban a tomar para hacerle cautivo.
He knew that as soon as he come to Jerusalem, the people will take him over and make him captive.
Y le pidió fortaleza al Padre Celestial para no resistirse a hacer la voluntad del Padre.
He asked the Father to give him strength for this special moment.
Y emprendió aquel camino hacia Jerusalén con el rostro firme.
And with a firm face, he walked to Jerusalem.
Y uno de los hombres que iban con él, en el camino, le hizo una de las promesas más hermosas que él pudo haber escuchado.
One of the men that went with him made him a promise, one of the most beautiful promises you can hear from a man.
No se sabe quién fue este hombre, pero dice que era uno que iba con él en el camino.
We don't know the name of the man, but it was one man who was with him on the way.
En el verso 57 está la promesa.
Verse 57 is the promise.
Te seguiré a donde quiera que vayas.
And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest.
Es una oferta de compañerismo.
That's making an offer to be a companion.
Es compromiso de andar con el Señor siempre.
It's an engagement to be with God.
De no dejarle solo.
To never leave the Lord.
De estar con él en las buenas y en las malas.
To be with him in good times and in bad times.
Es una bonita promesa.
It's a beautiful promise.
A todos nos gusta tener quien nos acompañe en esta vida.
I'm sure that every one of us want to have somebody who is your companion for lifetime.
Estamos en matrimonio con una mujer, por ejemplo, porque decidimos acompañarnos con ella en el andar de la vida.
When we engage in matrimony, the reason is to have a companion with a wife for lifetime.
Y no queremos que se nos muera ni que se nos enferme porque La queremos para estar con nosotros.
We don't want our wife to die. We don't want our wife to get sick because we want her to be with us.
Pues este hombre hizo una oferta agradable al Señor. Le dijo, Señor, yo voy a ser un compañero inseparable en todos los días de tu vida desde hoy en adelante.
This man made a tremendous promise to the Lord. I'm going to be your friend from now on all the days of your life.
Cuando tú atravieses por problemas, yo estaré contigo.
Lord, when you go through problems, I will be with you.
Cuando tú estés alegre, yo estaré contigo.
When you are happy, I will be happy.
Cuando sea de noche o de día, yo estaré contigo.
In the night, when the morning, I will be with you.
No importa lo que pase, a donde quiera que vaya, yo estaré contigo.
Doesn't matter what happened, wherever you go, I will be with you.
Una tremenda promesa para el Señor.
What a promise to the Lord.
Pero ¿qué eran los móviles? Los motivos que este hombre tenía para hacerle esa promesa al Señor.
But what was the motivation behind the promise?
¿Por qué quería él andar con el Señor?
Why did he make that promise?
¿Cuál era su motivación en realidad?
What was behind the promise?
¿Es que amaba mucho al Señor este hombre?
Can we say that he really loved the Lord?
¿Es que quería aprender a ser como era el Señor?
Can we say that he wanted to learn from Jesus?
No nos dice eso el pasaje.
The passage here doesn't reveal that.
La respuesta que Jesús le da a este hombre nos hace entender el propósito que él tenía en su corazón.
The answer that Jesus gave to him reveals the motivation of this man's heart.
Del verso 58,
verse 58,
Jesús le dijo,
Jesus said,
las zorras tienen guaridas y las aves de los cielos nidos, mas el Hijo del Hombre no tiene dónde recostar su cabeza.
The foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had not where to lay his head.
¿Por qué le dijo el Señor a este hombre esta respuesta?
Why did he come out with this answer?
Lógicamente por una sola razón.
There is only one reason behind.
Este hombre tenía el propósito de andar detrás del Señor motivado por los asuntos materiales.
This man wanted to be with the Lord only for one motivation. The material things of life.
Este hombre creía que Jesús iba a llegar a ser el próximo gobernador de Jerusalén.
This man believed that Jesus will be the next governor of Jerusalem.
Posiblemente el próximo emperador del Imperio Romano.
Perhaps knowing Jesus that well, he will be the next emperor to the Roman Empire.
Quizá la persona política más influyente en la vida creyó este hombre Jesús iba a llegar a ser.
Perhaps this man saw in Jesus the most magnificent political man of his era.
Posiblemente era hijo este hombre de aquella mujer que se acercó a Jesús y le dijo, concédeme que mis dos hijos estén, uno a tu derecha y otro a tu diestra en tu reino.
Possible that this man was the son of that woman who said, please, let me have one of my sons to the right and another son to the left when we come to your kingdom.
Pero el enfoque de este hombre acerca de Jesús era equivocado.
The motivations and the focus of attention on Jesus were wrong.
Jesús no había venido en su primera venida para tener un reino político y militar sobre los hombres en este mundo.
Jesus did not came to have a political and military kingdom among men.
Sino para establecer un reino de amor y paz.
Rather to establish a kingdom of love and peace.
Y con la respuesta que Jesús ofrece a este hombre le está diciendo,
and with the answer that Jesus offered to this man, he's saying,
que su motivación es equivocada para poder seguirle.
That his motivation is wrong in order to follow him.
Tú me quieres seguir porque crees que yo soy el futuro rey de Israel.
You want to follow me because you are looking forward to the next political king of Israel.
Pero yo no he venido para establecer un reino de política y de influencia, de poder militar, sino para traer un reino de paz y un reino de amor, un reino en el espíritu.
I have no come to establish a kingdom, political kingdom or military kingdom, but rather a kingdom of peace, love and a spiritual kingdom.
Y cuando nos detenemos un momento en este punto, recordamos qué es lo que realmente nos debe de mover para seguir y para servir al Señor.
Now if we make a pause in this moment, ask yourself, why do you follow Jesus?
¿Qué es lo que le mueve a usted para estar esta mañana aquí?
What moved you to be here this morning?
¿Es porque habrá comida?
Is because there is a dinner?
¿Es porque no tenía dónde ir?
Is because you had no other place to go?
¿Es porque lo obligaron a venir?
Is because somebody forced you to be here?
Ojalá que no.
I hope not.
La única motivación se llama amor a Dios.
I hope you are here because you love the Lord.
Si estamos fuera de esa verdad,
if we are away from that truth,
estamos equivocados.
Wrong.
Aquel hombre tenía una motivación equivocada para servir al Señor.
This man had certainly the wrong motivation in order to follow Jesus.
Él quería seguir y servir al Señor motivado por las cosas materiales de esta vida.
He wanted to follow the Lord because of material things of this world.
Y el Señor no tiene interés en esa vida.
And God had no interest in anybody like that.
El Señor quiere que le sirvamos y le sigamos motivados por el amor hacia Él cada día.
God wants you to follow Him because you really love Him.
El Señor quiere que le sigamos pensando como Pablo pensaba. Decía San Pablo, en esto consiste el amor, en que Él nos amó primero y dio su vida en rescate por nosotros.
Now here is what you need to do. You need to follow the Lord as Paul said. He said, and this is love, in the fact that He loved us first and gave His life for us.
Y nosotros amamos a Dios, decía San Pablo, pero porque Él nos amó primero y dio su vida en rescate por todos nosotros.
Paul said, we love God because He loved us first and gave His life to save us.
¿Qué es lo que te mueve para ser un cristiano?
What moves you to be a Christian?
¿Eres cristiano porque tu abuelita lo fue?
Are you a Christian because your grandmother was a Christian?
¿Porque tu novio te pidió que te hicieras cristiano?
Are you a Christian because your boyfriend told you be a Christian?
Porque tus padres te traen al templo cada día.
Are you a Christian because your parents bring you to the chapel?
Recuerda, solamente cuenta para Dios la fe y el amor.
Remember, only counts for God faith and love.
Veamos el verso 59.
And now verse 59.
Y dijo a otro, sígueme.
And he said to another, follow me.
Él le dijo, Señor, déjame que primero vaya y entierre a mi padre.
But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father.
Dijo Jesús, deja que los muertos entierren a sus muertos y tú ve y anuncia el reino de Dios.
In verse 60, Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God.
Este es otro caso interesante para estudiar.
This is another interesting approach.
A este el Señor le invitó a seguirle.
To this man, Jesus invited to follow.
Y frente a la invitación del Señor, este hombre tiene una explicación que dar.
And under the invitation of Jesus, this man come up with an excuse.
Este responde y dice, sí, yo te sigo, pero déjame que primero entierre a mi padre.
He said, yes, sir, I'm going to follow you, but let me first go and bury my father.
Y no es que el papá se le había muerto la noche anterior.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the father of this fellow did not die the previous night.
Es que el padre ya estaba anciano, como algunos de ustedes lo están también.
Now, what he means is his father was old, like some of you are.
Y había que esperar para que se muriera.
And he wants to wait until the father die in order to serve.
Y en el pasado como ahora, había gente que vivía muchos años y años y años y años y no se morían.
Imagine, there are people who live years and years and years, they don't die.
Yo tenía un anciano que le decía, hermano Samuel, ya tenés 105 años, ¿cuándo te vas a morir?
He said, I have a member of my church, he was 105 years old, and I said, brother, when are you going to die?
Y él me contestaba, al día siguiente que te entierre.
He said, the next day I bury you.
Y por fin, hace como dos meses, se murió.
Finally, God bless you, he died 2 months ago.
Y tengo otra anciana que tiene 104 años.
I have another old lady, 104 years old.
Y cuando no la voy a traer en el microbús que ustedes me ayudaron a comprar, ella llega solita caminando a pie hasta el templo.
So I go and pick her up with the bus that you people helped me to buy, and then I let her down in the sidewalk, and she walk to the chapel.
Y llega cuando la escuela dominical está terminando.
And she arrives when the Sunday school is ended.
Porque ella va descansando y descansando y descansando y por fin llega.
She takes few steps and rest, and then finally she arrives.
Imagínense si el padre de este era uno de esos viejitos.
Imagine if the father of this guy was one of these old fellows.
¿Cuánto tiempo iba el Señor a esperar para que ese viejito se muriera y lo enterraran y después este hombre empezara a seguir al Señor?
Imagine how long did Jesus have to wait for the father of this fellow to die and then serve the Lord.
Era muy difícil hacer aquello.
It's very difficult.
Por eso el Señor dice, deja que los muertos entierren a sus muertos y tú ve y anuncia el reino de Dios.
This is why Jesus said in verse 60, let the dead bury the dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.
En otras palabras, ve, ven y sírveme ahorita, ahora mismo, no cuando tu padre muera, pero ahora que yo te llamo.
In other words, when Jesus said follow me, doesn't mean tomorrow, doesn't mean wait until your father died, that means now.
Yo me temo que el Señor está llamando a algunos de ustedes a la obra misionera.
Imagine if God is calling you to the mission field.
Que se vayan a Nicaragua conmigo a trabajar.
Come back with me to Nicaragua.
Que veamos los niños en los campos.
Look the children on the fields.
Que veamos los niños en el nuevo proyecto.
That put the children in the new project that our church is building.
Que visitemos las iglesias de los campos.
That visit the churches around the fields.
Que aprendamos español bien para servir a aquel pueblo.
That you learn Spanish good so you can serve these people.
Y quizá usted está siendo llamado por Dios para eso esta mañana.
Maybe this morning you have a call from God for that.
¿Cuál es su respuesta al Señor?
What will be your answer?
Señor, espérame que llegue el año 2000.
God, wait until the year 2000.
Que pague mi casa.
Wait until I pay my house.
Que se gradúen mis niños.
Wait until my children graduate.
Que se componga mi señora.
Wait until my wife get better.
Y ha estado 40 años con ella y nunca se ha compuesto.
For 40 years you live together and never she's good.
Lo que el Señor está diciendo es ven y sírveme ahora. No cuando entierres a tu padre.
Follow me means right now, no later on when you bury your father.
Sino ahora.
Otherwise, now.
La última, el último pasaje.
And now the final passage.
Verso 60. Jesús le dijo. 51. 61.
Verse 61.
Entonces también dijo otro. Te seguiré, Señor. Este es otro ofrecido.
Another man said to him, Lord, I will follow thee. This is another man.
Te seguiré, Señor, pero déjame que me despida primero de los que están en mi casa.
But let me go bid them farewell, which are at home in my house.
Jesús le dijo,
Jesus said,
ninguno que poniendo su mano en el arado mira hacia atrás.
No man having
es útil
his,
para el reino de Dios.
No man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God or useful as he translated in Spanish.
El caso de este hombre es parecido al primero.
This is the same case almost like the first.
Él tiene personalmente la intención de servir al Señor.
Personally he got the intention to serve the Lord.
Pero tiene una lista de valores que él no puede cambiar.
Pero he has a list of personal values that he cannot change.
Él tiene que cumplir ciertas responsabilidades sociales.
He needs to fit certain social responsibilities.
Llenar cierto protocolo.
He has some protocol of life.
Cumplir con los que están en su casa.
He's a social man and he wants to take care of his society.
Quiere llegar a ellos y hacer una reunión con todos sus familiares y amigos.
He wants to arrive to all his social friends and make a meeting.
Y empezarles a contar que él va a empezar ahora a seguir al Señor.
And want to explain to them that now he's going to follow the Lord.
Yo me imagino que este quiere como quien dice dar publicidad a lo que va a hacer.
I think this man wants to really publicly tell people what he's going to do.
Quiere preparar el ambiente de lo que va a hacer.
He is trying to make a scenario of what he is going to do.
Quiere que todos estén al tanto, a la expectativa de la decisión que él está tomando de seguir al Señor.
He wants the opinion of all his friends for his decision to follow the Lord.
Y cuando se despida de todos los que están en su casa, va a empezar a seguir al Señor.
And when he makes a farewell party, then he's going to start to serve the Lord.
El Señor le dice, así no se vale.
God said, no man.
Si no eres capaz de seguirme ahora mismo, sin ver hacia atrás, entonces no sirves para trabajar en mi reino.
If you are not ready to serve the Lord now, looking forward, you are no good to serve the Lord.
Hermanos, el Señor demanda una vida incondicional.
God requires unconditional surrender.
Un servicio incondicional.
A service, unconditional service.
Una consagración o entrega incondicional.
Unconditional consecration.
El Señor demanda que nosotros digamos como el profeta Isaías: heme aquí, Señor, envíame a mí.
God wants people like Isaiah, who said, here I am, O Lord, send me.
¿Cuál es la situación de tu corazón en relación con el Señor y tu servicio a Él?
What is your relationship to the Lord and to the service to the Lord today?
¿En qué le sirves?
Tell me.
¿A través de qué?
The Lord? Through what?
El día que mueras y dejes esta vida, ¿quiénes te van a recordar por tu consagración, por tu servicio, por tu amor, por haber vivido para servir a otros? ¿Quiénes te van a recordar?
The day you die, how many people will remember you for the service to the Lord? Who are the people that are going to say, that was a servant of God?
Recuerda.
Remember.
La única manera de ser feliz en esta vida y en la eternidad.
The only way to be happy here and in eternity.
Es vivir por Dios y para Dios.
Is to live for God and for God.
Yo siento el deseo de que hagamos una oración con aquellos que en esta mañana dice, Pastor Mendoza, yo quiero consagrar mi vida aún más al Señor.
I want to pray for those who perhaps this morning want to say, Pastor, I want to serve really the Lord.
Y quisiera pedirles que si hay dos o tres, cuatro o diez, 20 o 30 que quieren decirle al Señor, Señor, te seguiré a donde quiera que vayas sin condición alguna, te serviré haciendo lo que tú digas sin condición alguna, quiero consagrar mi vida y vivir para ti.
I want to know if there are perhaps 2 or 3, 10, perhaps 30 people here who want to say, Lord, I want to serve you unconditionally and with no restriction or strings attached to my life.
Yo quisiera tener 30 segundos o un minuto de oración por aquellos creyentes que en esta mañana incondicionalmente se consagran a la obra de Dios.
I wonder if there is a believer here in this auditorium that this morning will take the stand and said, I consecrate myself unconditionally to the Lord. I want to pray for you. For
les invito a quienes lo quieran hacer que nos vengamos al altar y postremos nuestra vida al Señor.
If you want to do that, will you come here forward so I pray with you?
Ahora mismo.
Right now.
¿Quiénes lo quieren hacer?
Who want to do it?
Una oración especial.
We're going to have a special
por creyentes prayer. Especiales.
For special people.
Que quieren vivir vidas consagradas a Dios.
They want to live life consecrated to the Lord.
Más aún todavía.
More than what you are doing.
Yo me uno a ustedes.
I'm one with you.
Me hago uno con ustedes.
I'm part of you.
Y le pido al Señor.
And I ask the Lord.
Que use nuestra vida.
That use our life.
Para su honra y para su gloria.
For his glory.
Haciendo grandes cosas.
And for his honor. Doing
en este mundo de tanta necesidad.
In this world of so much need.
Si usted tiene la convicción de consagrar su vida al Señor. Si ha entendido el mensaje. Y quiere responder positivamente. Le invito a venir adelante.
If you have understood the message,
¿habrá alguien más que lo quiere
hacer?
If
you want to consecrate your life, is anybody else want to come and say, Lord, it's me in time of need?
¿Alguien más?
Is somebody else want to say, Lord?
No se avergüence usted de doblar sus rodillas delante del Señor.
Don't be afraid to bend your knees before the Lord.
No se avergüence de renunciar por aquellas cosas que no agradan al Señor.
Don't be ashamed to resign to the things that are unpleasant to the Lord.
Nada más oportuno que este momento.
There is no other opportunity better than this.
Para decirle al Señor, aquí estoy.
To say to the Lord, Lord, it's me. Use me.
Quiero servirte.
I want to serve you.
Úsame.
Please, God, use me.
Según tu santa voluntad.
According to your holy name.
Yo soy el primero, hermano, que me comprometo en dedicar mi vida al Señor aún más de esta mañana en adelante.
I'm the first also to come forward and
pero
say,
¿qué de usted?
Use my life.
¿Qué de usted? ¿Qué de cada uno de ustedes?
What about each one of
por última vez, ¿habrá alguien más que quiere pasar al altar?
Last time,
para que tengamos una palabra de oración por su vida espiritual, por su ministerio. ¿Habrá alguien más?
Is anybody else who want to say, Lord,
puede pasar
use my life.
What y honrar al Señor
and I pray with you.
Con esta actitud de su corazón.
Clean up your heart and come before God without being ashamed.
Oremos al Señor.
We're going to pray.
Señor y Padre nuestro.
Our Heavenly Father.
Henos aquí.
Here we are.
Postrados en tu presencia.
We are on our knees before your presence.
Buscando tu ayuda.
We're looking your help.
Renunciando a nuestras cosas vanas.
We are renouncing to everything that's vanity.
Dedicando nuestra vida.
We are dedicating our life.
A tu santo servicio.
To your holy name.
Oh Señor, esta iglesia.
Oh Heavenly Father, this church
necesita seguir viviendo.
Needs to be standing up in this earth.
Necesita seguir creciendo.
Needs to keep on growing.
Necesita seguir siendo de bendición.
Needs to be again a blessing.
Pero solo lo podrá con tu ayuda.
But only can do it if you help them.
Y con la vida consagrada de cada creyente.
And with the consecration of every believer of this church.
Pongo en tus manos a estos que han pasado al frente, Señor.
Oh Lord, open your hands and your kindness and your love to these people who are here in the
Tú conoces world. El corazón de ellos.
You know their heart.
Tú conoces sus luchas.
You know how hard it is for them.
Sus batallas.
You know how they fight.
Sus conflictos.
You know their conflicts.
Señor, dale victoria.
Oh Father, give them the victory.
Para honra y gloria.
For the honor and glory.
De tu santo nombre.
Of your holy name.
Bendíceme a mí.
Oh Father, bless me.
Ayúdame.
Help me.
Yo quiero agradarte y servirte en Nicaragua.
I want to please you and serve you in Nicaragua.
O en cualquier sitio que tú me quieras usar.
Or any place you choose now to serve me.
Pero quiero hacerlo por amor.
But I want to do it with love.
Hacia ti.
For you.
En tus manos pongo nuestra vida.
Father, we leave everything into your hands.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
All right, you maybe stand and go into your place. Thank you, praise the Lord for those who in a moment of a great and wonderful decision have come to say, Lord, we want to serve you. Thank you, Pastor Mendoza, for the beautiful sermon. And we in America, we are so busy. We have an agenda in America. Do you have agendas? I have agenda. I have one in the radio, one in the church, and one for private. I have an agenda on my computer. I have an agenda everywhere. And because I'm a pastor, God is all over the agenda. But I wonder, if I'm in a secular job, what kind of agenda I will have. I challenge you to have an agenda in God's hand. And that you too be able to respond to God with all your heart. I know we have to be busy in America. I know we have to work hard because nothing is free. I know when people come from another country, they see us and they think that, as the story of our pastor said, that things rain. But it doesn't rain. We have to work hard and provide for our children. But in this working hard and in this provision, let's put the Lord at the center of our life. And everything will fit. Will you stand, please, as we close today with number 40. Great is thy faithfulness. And we sing this hymn in great appreciation of God's mighty and wonderful work for us. Number 40, please. Padre en el cielo, we are thankful for this morning. Estamos agradecidos por esta mañana. And we pray that thy word may be treasured in our heart. Y oramos para que tu palabra sea consagrada en nuestro corazón. cosas to serve you. Motívanos a servirte. Father, lead us with a single mind to serve you in our position. Señor, dirígenos con una mente singular a servirte en nuestra posición que estamos. And when all is done, we're going to be careful to give you the honor and the glory. Cuando todo se termine, tendremos cuidado de darte a ti el honor y la gloria. In the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Our service is over, but we have a big dinner. And I have no receiving...